What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's Monday, and I'm ready to crush the week. I hope everybody else is ready to crush the week. I hope everybody had a great weekend. And I'm sorry about yesterday's video. My mood was a little lower than it normally is, and, you know, it was just kind of a weird day. But overall, I'm ready to hit the ground this Monday morning, and today I'm kicking off a week of leadership. I did a week of my brother a couple weeks ago, but this week is actually going to be about leadership. And I'm going to start with a quote that kind of I found early on in my career as a quote-unquote leader, and that's, actions, not words, make a great leader. And I took that to heart. I really think it's really important. In general, actions are better than words at pretty much every level of a business, every stage of life, but cannot be more important as a leader. You can't be focused on words as a leader and be successful. You just can't. Leadership is a delicate balance of explaining, planning, postulating with your team, and then going to work with and or for them. There's nothing that kills trust, loyalty, respect, more than having a really productive one-on-one where you guys walk away with action items and you come to find out that your leader just doesn't do the work. It was all talk. It's our job as leaders to not only push initiatives forward, it's also important to push our people forward, to help them find their strength, to help them find their ability, to help them find whatever level they're trying to reach. It's not you're doing the work for them, you're not telling them what they're doing, they're gonna figure out what they wanna do, and if you don't let them figure that out, they're actually gonna leave. You give them the opportunities, you give them the exposure, you give them the chances to take calculated risk. That's your job. This is how you lead. You're not only their coach, you're also their biggest cheerleader. You're the one going to bat for them to get their promotions, their raises, their next levels. If you're not ready, if you're not prepared with all the information you need, you put them at risk of putting in the work and then not actually getting what they're wanting and what you're helping them push towards. So you gotta create those opportunities, and you do that by getting to know what they love to do, getting to know what they wanna do, getting to know where they're trying to go. That is the key of leadership, is understanding where your people wanna go. Not telling them where to go, not pushing them like, you really should do this. They don't care. That's not your place to say. It's your place to embrace what they are bringing to the table. Because every single person brings something special to the table. And if you're doing that, if you're doing it right, they're going to be successful. Because most people that have a plan are ready to put in the work. How do you figure that, all that information out? Well, you start by meeting regularly. That establishes communication and establishes trust. Then you work with your peers and your leaders to figure out what projects they can work on, what initiatives they can work on, what maybe some proof of concepts they can do that helps them grow into whatever role they're trying to get into. Then the last part is connecting all those dots and giving them the opportunity to prove themselves, to go out and do the work. That's your goal, is giving them the opportunity and then them reaching out and taking it. If they don't, then that's on them. Of all the things that leadership is, there's some things that are not awesome, but this is probably not one of them. This is the thing that is probably the best part of leadership, is seeing people find success, to find that promotion, to find that raise. There's nothing better than seeing them put in the blood, sweat, and tears into what they love, what they wanna do, and the plan that you guys put together to make it happen. I hope everybody takes this Monday and just hits the ground running and helps their people figure out what they wanna do if they don't already know. And if they know, then keep pushing, keep helping, keep supporting, and then just care. Show empathy, show love, show respect, and help them find what they're looking for. With all that being said, I hope everybody has a fantastic Monday. Let's get to work, and let's do that by taking action right now. Take care, everybody.